The book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 1, 7, and 13. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. This is a story of household salvation. God had already spoken of his willingness to save Noah's loved ones back in chapter 6 and verse 18. But with thee, he says, will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Now in chapter 7, God speaks about the salvation of Noah's household once more. He was concerned for them all and provided the ark for them all. He commanded them to come in. He also called them, and each took his word to heart and obeyed. Noah was to lead the way and is mentioned first in the invitation. The Lord said unto Noah, Come thou. There is a New Testament parallel in the conversion of the Philippian jailer in Acts 16, verse 31 and 34. And the Lord gave the promise, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Then we read that the jailer believed in God with all his house. His faith is mentioned first. However, if Noah had not entered the ark, his family would not have taken his exhortation seriously. But he did, and that was the greatest encouragement to them. Once they were in, the Lord shut the door, and they were safe. What a thrill to Noah to have his loved ones with him and to travel together with them to a new world. Learn that the God who loves families expects believing parents to encourage their children to believe on him. Spurgeon writes, A child of 5, if properly instructed, can believe and become regenerated like an adult. I have usually found a clearer knowledge of the gospel and a warmer love toward Christ in a converted child than in a converted adult. I have sometimes met with a deeper spiritual experience in a child of 10 or 12 than in some persons 50 or 60. So never hinder a child from coming to Jesus. He said, Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God.